The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Wedding, episode number 379, The E-Bullet, May 2016. Two Chairs No Wedding is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out some of the great Mayberry items they got there, like the Mayberry Deputy Badge. Oh, man, you got to have one of these. Everybody wants to be Barney. Head over and get a Mayberry Deputy Badge. They're only $10. They're little tin badges. $10. Also, you can head over and get Scott Hopkins' Mayberry Trivia Book, whatever you'd like, at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Go check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of today's show, whenever you're listening to it, is Steve Hinckley. So, Steve, I want to thank you for being a part of the show, and I want to thank you for joining me as well. My name is Alan Newsom. I'm the host of Two Chairs No Waiting. And you may or may not know who I am. I've been running the iMayberry or the Mayberry.com websites, which is all one site, for a lot of years, like 20 or something. I was talking to somebody the other day when I first submitted the Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club website, which is the iMayberry.com website, to Yahoo. Believe it or not, Yahoo actually emailed me back and said, thank you, we'll add you to the list. It was back in the day when they actually still had humans that talked to you. So it was back in the 90s, 92 or 3, that time frame. Wow, long time ago. So that's how long I've been at it. And I want to thank you for joining me here in Mayberry because, you know, this is really a labor of love to be able to talk about the Andy Griffith Show. And tonight we're going to be talking about the E-Bullet. Now, if you don't know what the E-Bullet is, oh, that's a sad thing if you don't know. But the E-Bullet is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And the E-Bullet just came out. The May 2016 issue just came out. So what we always try to do here on Two Chairs is thanks to Jim Clark, who gives me permission to do this, we always try to just share with you some of the things you could actually have delivered for free to you directly from the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee, right into your email. And that's what you can get with the E-Bullet. And you may not know, the E-Bullet, originally it was called The Bullet, and it was a paper newsletter from the Rerun Watchers Club. Well, you know what? It costs money to actually print paper and print it and then mail it to people. So, gosh, I think back in about 2000, we started putting out the E-Bullet. Jim Clark writes it, and I help deliver it through the email system. So hopefully you could sign up for that. You can subscribe, and we'll have information in the show notes about doing that. But for this episode of Two Chairs, let's just have some fun and see what Jim was able to cook up for us. So a little background music, please. There it is. Always just a little nice to have some music in the background as we read through items in the bullet. Now, this issue is, again, from May 2016. And there's always little tidbits of information in it that can be good for everyone. Now, first, we're going to talk about Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board and Event Calendar. And, of course, the big event that happened to us, and we did a podcast about it a few weeks ago, was Russell Hyatt's passing. And what a great friend Russell was to all of Mayberry. So we certainly miss him. But there's a great story in the E-Bullet about him at the bottom. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But first off, let's tell you about some of the events that are coming up, just in case you might be able to go. On June 2nd through the 4th, the Dillards. That's right, featuring Rodney Dillard. They'll be at the John Hartford Memorial Festival in what's the name of the stain? Bean Blossom, Indiana. Wow. So you need to head over to John Hart Ford, John Hartford, Mem Fest, M-E-M Fest. The link is in the e-bullet, so you can head over and check it out if you'd like to be there. And not to be undone by any of his other darling brothers, Dean Webb is going to be on June 9th. He's going to be, along with the Missouri Boat Rider, performing a free concert at 7 o'clock at the Kimberling City Mall in Kimberling City, Missouri. Head and check that out. Neil Brower on June 11th is going to be up at the Andy Griffith Show Museum, I should say. Neil is the author of Mayberry 101 and a frequent contributor, I would say, to the Two Chairs No Waiting lineup. And he's going to be there at 2 o'clock on June the 11th, presenting a lecture about The Big House, the episode of the Andy Griffith Show called The Big House. So check that out as well. And Betty Lynn will be there the next week on June the 17th. Betty Lynn, that's Thelma Lou. Thelma Lou, she's going to be at the Andy Griffith Museum signing autographs on June 17th. So if you don't get a chance to go see Neil, or even if you do, go back and check out the autographs with Betty. You will not be disappointed. There's all kinds of information in the event calendar. Those are just some of the things coming up very soon that you might be able to go to. Check out the things in the event calendar that you might want to be able to go to, like Karen Knotts on June 17th in Fairfield, Iowa. She's going to be there. Go check it out if you don't know. She's also going to be in Madison, Wisconsin the next day on June the 18th. And then on June the 19th, she's going to be in Northwood, Iowa. So she's going to be all over that area. So if you're there, check it out. Ronnie Shell is going to be at Harvey's Hotel and Casino in Lake Tahoe on June the 26th through July the 3rd. Check those out as well. Now, the big news for us here at the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast is that on July the 8th and 9th, we're going to be having our Mayberry meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And it's time to be part of Neil Brower's July lecture series on that Saturday at the Andy Griffith Museum. Now, we're going to be gathering at the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn. There's all kinds of information. You can click and read all about it. If you head over to the e-bullet and go to July 8th and 9th, you'll see it, the Mayberry meetup, and you can meet it up with us there. We're just going to be sitting around the gazebo in the evenings and watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show together and fellowshipping, probably eating, because that's what we like to do. So if you're in the Mount Airy area, try to be there. The viewing of videos won't start until, I don't know, 8:45, because it's got to get dark. So we'll be sitting around, though, from about 7 o'clock until then, visiting, and maybe even do some Mayberry trivia. We got some special things that Otis and I have worked up, and we're going to be trying some new things out on you guys. So head to the Mayberry meetup. You won't be disappointed. It's a lot of fun. Folks, have a great time. All right, and as I said, Neil Brower will be there that weekend, too, so you'll be able to see him. He's going to do Andy's Rich Girlfriend on July the 9th. That's on that Saturday. So the 8th is on Friday. Saturday the 9th, he'll be doing that. Check that out. Now, I'm just going to point out a couple of other big events that I want to make sure you know about. August the 20th and 21st, Hal Smith, they're going to be having a 100th birthday celebration for him in Messina, New York. That's where Hal was. He was born in Michigan on August the 24th, 1916. But Messina was home for many years. So you might want to check this out, too, if you're in that area. If you're not in that area, on the 20th, there will be Mayberry Night in Troy, North Carolina, with Maggie Peterson. Charlene, she's going to be there. And the VW boys and a whole bunch of us tribute artists will be there as well. So check that out. And then on August the 26th through the 31st, as part of the celebration of Betty Lynn's 90th birthday, which is August 29th, the historic Earl Theater in Mount Airy, North Carolina, will screen June Bride. It's a 1948 film that starred Betty in the title role, also starring Betty Davis and Robert Montgomery. So you'll definitely want to check that out. Again, there's all kinds of information in there, including Mayberry's Memories from Mayberry, Timeless Truths from America's Hometown. It's a Bible study event coming up September the 19th through the 22nd. And, of course, Mayberry Days, the last full weekend in September, which this year happens to be, in 2016, happens to be the 21st through the 25th. It'll be the 27th annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy. You really need to plan to come. Mayberry Days is absolute, it's just a mecca for Mayberry fans. Definitely try to go there. There's all kinds of other things, including the Mayberry Cruise coming up in October. Go and check out the e-bullet for even more information. All right. Oh, the timing with the music was perfect there, wasn't it? All right, so news of cast and crew. This is where we always enjoy. Andy Griffith and seven fellow legends of the Carolinas had their images on giant columns unveiled last week in the lobby of the Knight Theater at Charlotte's Spirit Square. There's a link in the e-bullet for a story about that and something you want to check out. There's even a picture of Andy, a painting that was painted on a column, so it's spherical. It's pretty cool looking. You need to check that out. Ron Howard continues his post-production work for the movie Inferno, which is currently scheduled to be in theaters October 28th and is a solid bet to be a box office success. And Imagine is producing and Ron is directing The Beatles Live. It's a documentary that's scheduled to premiere on Hulu later this year. Ron and Imagine, the Imagine team, are also producing a six-part sci-fi docu-series. A docu-series. That's a good name. It's called Mars. It's about the colonization of Mars. It's scheduled for a release on the National Geographic Channel in the 2016-17 season. So coming up sometime this fall, it sounds like. Imagine is producing, and Ron is also signed to direct, the first episode of Genius. It's the first scripted TV series for Nat Geo, which is National Geographic Channel. The series is about the great innovators, and the first episode is set to feature Albert Einstein. Yeah, that's a genius. You know, some of us got it, some of us ain't. Some of us had it and had to get rid of it. In a statement about the work, Ron said, quote, having already worked with the National Geographic on Breakthrough and currently in production on Mars, our exciting unscripted and scripted hybrid series that tells of the journey to colonize Mars, I look forward to their support as we tell this ambitious but intimate and revealing human story behind Einstein's scientific brilliance. I hope that his story, as well as those of other geniuses, will both entertain and inspire the next generation of Einsteins, end quote. The series is expected to premiere next spring in 171 countries. Wow, 45 languages. I won't know except English, so I'm not going to be good for me. Imagine is also among the producers for Stephen King's Dark Tower. We've reported this here, and it's been in the e-bullet before. Across several media platforms, including a feature film expected in 2017 and a possible TV series that might tie episodes into the movie storyline. So that'll be pretty cool. Clint Howard, that's Ron's little brother, Leon, from The Andy Griffith Show. He's also Gentle Ben's owner, I guess, friend. Anyway, Clint Howard is recently back in Nashville. He was recently back there filming more episodes of Still the King, an upcoming series premiering June 12th on CMT about an Elvis impersonator played by Billy Ray Cyrus. Clint plays a roadie whose name is Crazy Dave. I can't wait to see Crazy Dave. Dave's that's going to be great. That said, there's one political campaign that's probably appropriate to be mentioned right here in the e-bullet. That's right. Vote for Ernest T. Bass for president. That's how it's said. President. Paid for and approved by Ernest T. Bass for president. If you'd like a Ernest T. Bass for president t-shirt, you're going to have to head over to ErnestT.com and get you one. I was in Indiana this past weekend. I'm breaking away from the script from the e-bullet. But I was in Indiana, and I saw at least a few people wearing these. So that is great. I loved it. It was fun to see Ernest T. Bass for president. All right. So head over there and check it out if you'd like an Ernest T-shirt. Now back to the e-bullet. Rodney Dillard and his band, now officially billed once again as the Dillards. They put the finishing touches on their new album, which is expected to release very soon. In April, Rodney and the band taped an episode of RFD TV's Larry's Country Diner in Nashville. The episode premiered in May. That was neat. I heard a lot of people talking about that as well. Rodney and the band also recently returned from multiple performances of their successful Mayberry Moments show with Maggie Peterson in Cummings, Georgia. Maggie, she says that she and husband Gus are doing well and are enjoying their new dog, a Maltese Yorkie named Phoebe. Their cats may not be quite as keen about Phoebe joining the family, but after all, you know, they're cats. And Maggie was a big hit both in Missouri at the Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival in Marshfield, where she appeared with fellow Andy Griffith Show alums Morgan Brittany and Margaret Carey in April, and at last weekend's Mayberry in the Midwest in Danville, Indiana. She was a big hit. It was awesome. It was a great, great event. Speaking of Margaret Carey, she's putting the finishing touches on her much-anticipated autobiography. It's called Tinkerbell Talks, Tales of a Pixie-Dusted Life. She expects to turn it into the publisher in June. Meanwhile, Margaret continues to appear regularly at Disney Anna events, including a recent one in California and one coming up in Dayton, Ohio in June. You can keep up with Margaret if you go to her website. It's called TinkerbellTalks.com. So TinkerbellTalks.com. If you forget, you can head over to the e-bullet and check out a link to that, or check out the link. It's right there. Margaret Carey's son, his name's Eric Norquist. Well, he and George Lindsay Jr., George Lindsay's son, you might pick up on that from being George Lindsay Jr., they're developing a comedy act called Eric and George, a one-man show. Eric and George, a one-man show. Well, they're getting off to a start there with the name. I love it. They've got a tour booked out west in September and October, which unfortunately means that George will have to miss Mayberry Days in Mount Airy. Oh, man, we hate that. But good luck to George and Eric on this new venture. Sounds, they got a great start by the name, George and Eric, one-man show. I love that. Jackie Joseph, Ernest T's Romina. Well, Jackie Joseph was involved in several recognitions of her good friend Doris Day of her birthday back in April. And she continues to be involved with a variety of social, charitable, and acting industry endeavors, as well as writing her Talk with Jackie column for the Toucan Times, which runs every few weeks, or as an inspiration or other occasions arises. We checked in with George Spence, that's Frank, the boyfriend, in the episode The House Guest. Jim, the Rio and Rogers Club, checked in with him, with George, on his 88th birthday, April the 18th. He's recovering from a recent hip surgery, but other than that, he's doing very well. He and his wife, Stephanie, hope to return to Mayberry Days in September. Ronnie Shell visited Australia in April with friends and son, Greg. Maybe there'll be some photos that let us see the shells, seeing seashells by the seashore. Julie Adams, Nurse Mary in the County Nurse, she thrilled fans in April with her appearance at the Space Coast Nerd Fest. Now that sounds like somewhere I need to go. Space Coast Nerd Fest in Melbourne, Florida. And again at Monsterpalooza in Pasadena, California. Stay up on happenings with Julie, if you'd like to, Julie Adams. You can head over to julieadams.biz And she also has an official Facebook page as well. You could check that out. She was in the Creature of the Black Lagoon, by the way. And there's a great picture of her with the creature in the Black Lagoon in the e-bullet. So go check that out. Now, sad news here. We're sad to report the passing of actor with a Mayberry connection. William Shallert, who played expectant father Sam Becker in the Quiet Sound episode, episode number 29. He passed away May 8th at his home in Pacific Palisades, California. He was 93 years old. The beloved actor was seen or heard in countless roles, especially on TV and on stage. Beyond Mayberry, he is perhaps best known to be to the TV generation, I guess, as one of Dobie Gillis's teachers on The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, and as Martin Lane, the father and uncle of Patty Duke's character on The Patty Duke Show. His name was William Joseph. They called him Bill Shallert. He was born in Los Angeles on July the 6th, 1922. His father, Edwin Shallert, was a Los Angeles Times drama editor for four decades. Bill attended UCLA and then studied theater at the University of Oxford on a Fulbright scholarship. He was a founding member of the Hollywood's Circle Theater, where he was directed by Charlie Chaplin in 1940s. He was an active member of the Screen Actors Guild and was elected to a two-year term as its president in 1979, the term that included a 13-week strike for better pay for actors as cable TV was emerging as a force. His legendary film career spanned from uncredited roles such as a banker in The Foxes of Harrow in 1947 and gas station attendant in The Mighty Joe Young in 1949, to Justice Paul Stevens in the Emmy Award-winning Recount for HBO in 2008, and an elevator operator in Two Broke Girls in 2014. He performed in a who's who of television shows all along the way. Bill never retired. Bill's wife passed away in 2015, and he is survived by four sons and seven grandchildren. Not to mention his Mayberry son, Andy Becker. So, folks, we hate to hear about Mr. Shallert's passing, and I just express my condolences. Now, I think I'll leave most of this for you to read, but the e-bullet has a wonderful article about Russell Hyatt. I did a podcast on him just a couple of weeks ago, and you can definitely go check it out. There's great, great pictures in here, but I will read just a little bit of it for you. But I do encourage you to go check it out. If you didn't know Russell, you can listen to the podcast I did about him, or go and read this article. Both are very good. The bullet says, "Our Mayberry world lost one of its all-time greats when Russell Hyatt passed away on May the 3rd. He was 92. A milestone figure not only signifying a long life, but also fitting number that many Mayberry watchers closely associate with Floyd the Barber on the Andy Griffith Show. A member of the National Barbers Hall of Fame and dubbed America's Barber, Russell cut hair in Mount Airy, North Carolina for a remarkable seven decades. At the end of his barbering days, Russell was thought to be the second oldest active barber in the country. But Russell did far more than give haircuts. He was a man of devout faith who truly followed the golden rule. He spread joy and demonstrated integrity and compassion to all who entered his city barbershop or encountered him anywhere else." There's a lot more about Russell that I invite you to head over there and read in the e-bullet. Jim Clark did an amazing job writing this about Russell, and I definitely want to encourage you to head over there and check it out. There are some amazing pictures of him with George Lindsay, people from the Barney chapter of the Andy Griffith Show, Reno Archers Club, Earl Hagen in the barbershop, and then a bunch of tribute artists as well. So I definitely want to encourage you to head over there and check it out. All right, so a little bit more upbeat stuff to keep us going here. We're heading to the end of the roundup here, but I'll give you a little bit of a chapter update. Now, every month or every other month when the e-bullet comes out, there's new chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Noches Club. Well, this is no exception. There are currently 1,442. Seems like Columbus should have had something to do with this. But 1,442 chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Noches Club. The newest chapter is called Mayberry Memorial. Let's try it again. Mayberry Memorial Horse Trough Hat Dippers from Crinlin, Montana. So, great name for a chapter, the Mayberry Memorial Horse Trough Hat Dippers from Crinlin, Montana. Welcome to the Reman Rogers Club, and thanks for starting one. Folks, there's also information over there about merchandise updates, of course, over at Weaver's Department Store. There are 36 different t-shirt designs, so it's summer. Head out there and get you a new t-shirt or the deputy badge or some other item that they have over there. Now, finally, I think we're heading toward the end here. Let's give you a little bit of chapter news update since we're talking about chapters. All right, our biggest chapter news for this issue revolves around three big Mayberry events held in the last month or so. First up was the annual Eagle's Wings fundraiser in Tuscaloosa. Members of our local Hearty Eating Men and Beautiful Delicate Women chapter are key supporters there in Tuscaloosa of that event. They raise money for a local facility and program to support adults with special needs. Mayberry tribute artists also put on a show during the banquet. So we were all there. It was a great time. Next up is the 6th annual Mayberry Comes to Westminster Festival in South Carolina, the first weekend in May. The event was spearheaded by Laura Lee Hobbs chapter of Westminster, featuring two presentations by Kara Knotts of her Not Knotts, Who's There? Getting to Know the Man Behind Barney Fife Show. It was great. I saw it. It was awesome. Karen did a great job. Also on hand for another highly successful edition of this festival, which drew fans and participants from all 8 states, was a crew of Mayberry artists and even Elvis. So all the tribute artists were there. Had a great time at that event as well. And just this past weekend, there was a third big Mayberry event called Mayberry in the Midwest. We've talked about it a few seconds ago in Danville, Indiana. This year's festival starred Maggie Peterson and drew participants and chapters from at least 13 states. And I should also tell you that on hand for the festivities was Dixie Griffith, Andy's daughter, the VW Boys, and the Mayberry tribute artist. Including it as part of the weekend was the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals. And we'll get some pictures of those next time. Folks, as part of that event, we played basketball. The Mayberry Tribute Artist played a group of local celebrities in a fundraiser event, kind of a Harlem Globetrotter type event. It was a great event there. And I want to thank Colin Watkins, his dad Ray, and we also want to, let's see, and Carly as well, almost let her out, who are the winners of the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals. Now, Colin was in a squad cart, but we felt like he had definitely deserved the championship. So congratulations to Colin. All right, so there's even more. There is so much more in here. Mavis Knipp chapter in Durham, North Carolina. They got together with members of the Andy chapter in Nashville and had a great time. There's a bunch of chapters that checked in with headquarters this month or in the last month or so. Members of the Hail to Thee Miss Mayberry chapter in Webb City, Montana or Missouri? No, Montana. I don't know. M-O. That's Montana, I think. Yeah. They took a road trip last week and included a stop in Mount Airy, North Carolina to visit with Betty Lynn during her autograph signing sessions. The Mayberry chapter in Knoxville, Tennessee has been relatively quiet this spring, but not to worry. We expect a big splash from them this summer as several members are heading to Los Angeles to visit the Mayberry Stars and Sights out there. So, folks, again, the e-bullet, I have only touched the surface of all the information in there. You have got to head over and check out the e-bullet. Because Jim Clark, he digs you, and you need to head over there and dig him back. So definitely do that. Folks, I hope you enjoyed just those little bits of Mayberry information. As again, so much more information there available in the e-bullet. You can have that delivered directly to you. You don't have to wait for me to tell you about it. Wow, it's 30 minutes I've been talking about it, and I didn't even cover everything. So, folks, head over to imayberry.com, and you'll see a link right there for the e-bullet. You can subscribe, or you can go and read the whole thing yourself. If you subscribe, it'll be delivered to your email box, hopefully, every month, every other month when it comes out. Folks, I hope you enjoyed it. I always enjoy bragging on Jim and telling stories about all the amazing things he's done, because he works hard to get that all that information together for you and for me, because we're all big Mayberry fans, and we want to thank Jim Clark for all he does to keep us all informed about what's going on. All right, folks, I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. I'd like to hear your voice. Did you go to any of the events we talked about that were in the bullet? I'd love to hear your thoughts about them. You know, I was there, but you see things I don't. So I would love to hear what you thought. How'd the basketball game go? I thought it went pretty good. I had a great time. Then I saw some video of it. Not really running very fast. I thought I was running fast, but it was more like a slow fall forward. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, give me a call, 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a note there. Love to hear from you. And until next time, we'll see you right here on Two Chairs.